Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus takes first base on ball four. Mauch moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry bunts for an out with unknown description. Mauch moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mauch scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Mize reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. One out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Waitkus moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 0 in the game. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 1 in the game. Mattern hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartung strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-1 in the game. Late hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mattern hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartung hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-2 in the game. Culler bunts for an out with unknown description. McCullough moves to second. One out. Doyle late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0 for 2 in the game. Late hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman bunts towards the mound. Late fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rigney moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon bunts for an out with unknown description. Rigney moves to third. Lockman moves to second. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. Rigney scores. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The ball gets by Cooper. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pafko scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mattern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Mattern trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Clint Hartung. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.